The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, that's completely inappropriate.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 13th of December, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of armors, the fabricator of fudge, and the reason we have a mature now this morning at the top of the show, Helga and Jenna!
Hail and greetings, and I have a cat in my shirt once again, and you don't.
Oh. Well, if you'd like to join in on Mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get our social links, and sign in to Get Glue, you can do so at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yep.
Positive?
Yeah, I'm off doing the crafting instance for Frostfell.
Ah, how are you enjoying that?
I've learned something that if you start it, you can't leave.
Oh.
Yeah, the other day I was trying to do some other things, remember, like fudge and stuff, and I was running back and forth, and I guess I was a fourth, not back soon enough, and I, you know, logged out AFK too long.
Well.
I come back, and the two that I had made progress with had little feathers above their heads again. It was like, oh. I already did three of them, so I was like, you know, three steps back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, once you start it, yeah.
No stopping it.
No.
All right, well, that's important information to know.
And it's not bad doing it solo. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see us, you know, if you had a couple friends, it would make it go a lot faster. You're only having to do three of each.
Right, right.
And there's six, seven, eight. 8 objects to make.
Okay.
You get all the supplies here, just like any of the other crafting instances there are. And then you get 10 Ilarisi.
Mm-hmm.
Ilarisi? Ilarisi coins.
Oh, Itzy.
Itzy coins to spend in the Frostfell Zone. And if you get 300, you can buy. They were batting it around in the RG, OGR channel. It's a... Frostfell snow cloud you ride.
Ah.
And it's pretty cool. It's throwing off snowflakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I see that. It's kind of sparkly and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. And, you know, hey, what's, you know, another mount? What the hell? It's not like, you know, it takes up bag space or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't even... How many coins do I got? I've got... had some left over from last year.
I got like a dozen left over from last year.
Well, let's see. Currency. That's another thing I really love. I really, really love is
well,
the...
I just wish you could do the crafting and stuff outside of the Frostfell instances.
Well, then it wouldn't be Frostfell now, would it?
I guess not.
Looks like I have 51 of the Frozen EC.
Yep.
Tokens.
How many?
51.
Wow.
I wonder what the epic tokens were from. Maybe that's from the...
Which ones?
The raid zone off of...
What are they called?
New Hallis. They're... Oh, damn it, I closed the window. They're called epic tokens of EC. They're red.
There is a merchant inside the front the keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a merchant in there. You can only use them there.
Right. That's the zones off of New Hallis. Or Hallis, or...
Mm-hmm.
Irola's Mar Island, or whatever they call it. You know.
Right.
So.
Kately on the Oasis server, I was going to mention that. But I see Xanadi did log back in, so we'll go ahead and link that. I think Xanadi might enjoy this this brand new outfit, the Carbonite Chainlinks Gi. I think as a monk class, I think Xanadi would love that. I think it looks kind of cool.
It's kind of nice. I like the top. Is it see-through to the top? Is there boobage I'm seeing?
I don't know what it looks like on females.
Oh. Well, looks like you can see boobage at the top.
Okay. Alright, so let's see. So we have Frostfell in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
I am right now just watching, during the show I don't like to do too much in-game, so I kind of try to keep my focus. I am just watching Brenlo Bixie Bopper the sixth.
Skate over he doesn't skate over where the shark is, does he?
No, he is over by the woodworking tables. Woodworking and provisioner tables. And I guess Angela Coria is saying that she got the duck prize, which I guess is rare.
Duck prize for what?
I don't know. She just said she got a duck, and she says it's rare. So congratulations on the duck, Angela Coria. Quack, quack, quack. All right, so let's see what we got going on here. Boom. What do I have in my notes? I have absolutely nothing in my notes. That was too busy all weekend. Angel Corey is saying it is a rare Beast Lord ward. A rare ward. Duck. All right. Later on this evening, we will find out who won the 1,000 station cash from last week's caption contest. I guess we can call them quests. Last week, of course, we had... get to it here. We had Dufu the Drunken Dwarf sitting next to Santa Claus. Santa Claus is going over Dufu's list, and Dufu did not seem too happy about it. We received, we got a lot of submissions to that. We got, 13 submissions to the contest. One of them struck our funny bone.
And it hit pretty hard.
It hit pretty hard. I gotta say, last week's contest, I should say, difficult, because a lot of them were very good. A lot of they were all very good, and I want to thank everyone for submitting them. Shall we go ahead and announce the winner?
Sure.
All right, let's see if I pronounce his name correctly. From the Permafrost server, Viruali. Viruali on the Permafrost server, who says that Santa Claus is saying, I'll have to check with Mrs. Claus to see what she has left in the old Frostwheel cupboard, but I think we can make most of this work. The last bit of all might be a little difficult. I'm not sure exactly what a problem-free expansion is. I like that one. That one was very nice. So, Viruali on the Permafrost server will receive 1,000 station cash.
Yay! You did cheering and stuff.
Yay!
Where haven't you got that sound effect yet?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't done it.
You know, party sound effect, horns.
Celebration time. Come on. Do, 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 do. How's that?
No, it can't be that hard to find a sound file of cheering crowd. And
well, if I would have remembered,
going off, and
if I would have remembered,
sound of skyrockets and.
Yeah, I'm sure there is out there, or I could have fabricated one, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll bug you till you do. We need fanfares going off.
But bug me this weekend for a
celebration. Way over the top stuff, you know.
Right? Is there a? No, I don't think so. I was just going to ask if there was a mailbox in the Frostville Wonderland, but I don't see one.
No, okay. Don't think so.
I will leave the Frostville Wonderland.
You have to step out.
To Kinos Harbor, and I will mail the activation code for 1,000 station cash to our winner. I will do that right now, so I don't forget. I don't want to get an email later on. I won this thing, and you haven't gotten me my code yet. I don't want to hear that, so I want to go ahead and do this right now. See, there's one over here by the bank, if I remember correctly. Perhaps I'm not remembering correctly. I thought there was a mailbox over by the bank, by the clock, or where the Frostfell tree is. Huh. I guess I was wrong. Maybe it's inside. I haven't been over here in a while.
There should be one in front of the inn.
Hey, there's a Giggle Gibber scout in here.
Yeah.
Apparently he has a quest for me.
Yeah. Sort of. I mean, it's been at the Frostfell things.
Well, I kind of figured it, you know, being one of the...
Did you start any of the Frostfell quests?
I've done a few of the repeats.
Yeah.
From years past. I have not gone and done the crafting thing yet.
Well, you... That's...
Well, that's pretty much the only new one, isn't it?
What, the crafting?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's new rewards.
Oh, I see.
For the old quests.
Okay, let's see here. So... Send. Send. Hello. Here we go. Okay. I have to copy this name so I can paste it in the thing. There we go. Briuelli Pentacrossed. We'll get that right out to you. If I can, you know, hit the right icon on my taskbar. So, whoops. I actually did that in reverse. It needs to go permafrost dot. For you, Allie.
You almost sent it off into garbage land.
Well, it would say, you know.
Oh.
What?
They're saying the mailbox is attached to a candy cane near where you find the Frostfell fanatic items in Wonderland.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll remember that next time.
I didn't know that. So there is one there.
So congrats, here's your station cash.
Which makes it nice. You can craft up your Frostfell gifts to send out, run over to the local mailbox, which is right there in the same zone, and go back to crafting.
There you go.
I like it.
Scratch.
But does that mean, since it's being sent in a peppermint, off of a peppermint mailbox, that
the halflings
gifts end up smelling like peppermint too?
Yeah, you got to make sure there are no halfling mail delivery people, because they're going to eat them.
Yes, if they smell like peppermint.
Okay, code is in. Code is being sent. Mail is sent. There we go. Now, I fold this card in half and snap it and put it in the garbage. There you go.
That didn't hear it going into the garbage. You want to rattle that thing? No, just kidding.
There you go. No, I had a problem in a previous giveaway when I had station cash cards before. That, some of the... it wasn't really station cash. It was time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A one-month thing. That I accidentally sent a code to someone that was already used.
Wasn't there a batch of those that were bad or something?
Yeah, but this one was my mistake. So I like to destroy them first, or after, that is, to make sure I don't keep them around.
And they're going to find it later and go, I wonder.
Yeah.
Did I give this one away?
So there we go. That one's all gone. Congratulations once more. Now we have contest number 3 at kithacore.org. New caption contest went live today. And we already have 3 submissions.
Already?
Already, we got 3 submissions.
They're just waiting on you, aren't they?
Pretty much. Well, I do have kithacore.org automatically set to post on Facebook when a new post becomes available. You know, when a new story becomes available, and I had scheduled that one to automatically post at 1 a.m. this morning.
Ew. Look at you, so slick.
Well, I do these things, you know I need them done, that way I don't forget them. You know, it's like all the city festivals and the moonlight enchantments. I usually have those all scheduled to automatically post months in advance.
So your own remembrance too.
Right. There we go. Now I'm back in the Frostfell Wonderland with Brenlo Bixie Bopper the Sixth.
So, outside of Frostfell, you're partaking in part of Frostfell.
Yes.
Anything else you've and there's so much stuff to do. I mean, did you, have you tried any of the, other things? I mean, I know you're not probably going to try Beast Lord.
You know, I tried Beast Lord during beta. And I did get, Cheez-It the Beast Lord in beta. Up to 20, and then you get that power level thing. And so I did try the Beast Lord. I was actually thinking of re-rolling Cheez-It on Antonia Bale as a Beast Lord.
Really?
Just for the hell of it. I figure if they announce a double experience weekend again, I might do it. But the problem is, Cheez-It gets some gear that I got from the. From the marketplace, that's attuned. And I can't seem to find that. Didn't we get an unattuning thing at some point?
That was on Station Cache, but I might be wrong.
Oh, that was a Station Cache thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was a limited time free deal, wasn't it?
I don't remember. You'd have to go look.
Why don't you
check out the Station Cache? Is there anything good on sale this week or anything?
I didn't see anything for sale, but there are a few new items.
Such as?
Oh, hold on a minute. Let me get to it.
Oh, they're saying it's LON.
Yes, but it was available for free, I believe, for a limited time. So let's see here. Go to the marketplace. New. Now let's go to sale. What's on sale? The Chillborn Spear is on sale. I already have one of those. Cloak of Snowfall. Let me take a look at that one. That's a purple cloak with white snow falling. Looks nice. The frosty cap, Frostfell cube. I can't see through it in the dressing room, but I believe if you put it in your house, there's a hat in the middle of it. But I can't see
that. I have one of those.
I can't see that in the dressing room though. So let's see here. There's a festive Baranai. Baranai, one of those badger things. It is a regular Baranai, but it seems to be shooting snow out of its ass.
Turn it around!
Oh, okay, not just his ass. All right. Oh, the Merry Frostfell backpack is on sale.
I think Lyra's real life one was pretty cool.
Oh, yes. Lyra's backpack at Fanfare was awesome. But, the Frostfell backpack, which is on sale, was actually one of the things that Cheez-It has on him that I was worried about losing. So that's cool. I'm getting a message here. getting a message here from my old roommate and EverQuest mentor, Darkwind, who got me started doing my parodies and stuff like that. She is listening in, although is not currently playing EQ.
But she could, for free.
Yep, I was just going to say, and if you haven't heard EverQuest 2 and all the The Sony online games have gone free to play. So for crying out loud, download the damn thing and come on in! So, let's see. Northweave, red...
Yep, the water's warm right next to Jethel. Yep. We know what that means.
And yellow. let's see. The Northweave, red clothing crate.
Except Swig.
Yeah. Oh, except... well, Star Wars Galaxies is gone.
No, I don't... Is it? Not yet.
They were supposed to end in December.
It's still December.
Oh, that's right. I believe it ends on the 20th.
And then there's the Child's Play
item. Angela Coria is telling me that it is indeed gone.
Oh,
okay, ended on the 5th. I knew it was sometime in December. The standard white Pegasus is for sale. And the wings have not been fixed. They're still going the same angle.
Well, they fixed it on the black one. What's the difference?
Not on the white one. I don't know. The unfortunate Elf Frostfell Cube is on sale. Again, you can't really see the elf inside the gelatinous cube.
I'll have to dig mine out.
Yeah.
Is it a pet that, or you put you down in the house?
It's a house item.
Yeah, and I've got it over in,
Oh, wait. No, the unfortunate elf is a pet, actually.
Then I could probably drag it around me. I have one.
Oh, and the sinister Frostfell backpack is for sale as well.
I named my cube after Lyra.
Of course you did. All right, so let's see here.
So what's the Child's Play item?
Let me see. Child's Play Charity Pack has a cube. Has some runes around it. Let me link that. Apparently, proceeds of this do go to charity. To the Child's Play charity.
And so you get a cube to put in your house and a cube
It's $10, and I believe it all... If I'm not mistaken, whoops, I linked it in the wrong channel. If I'm not mistaken, the $10 you pay for this just go to the Child's Play charity.
Yes.
So there we go. Now let's see. Under new, there is the chain link gi, which I already linked. Like Arcane Academy Deed of Ownership. I'm going to have to go check out that Arcane Academy and see what it looks like. Gate Home, which must be right in front of the home portals.
That's a new one, isn't it? Arcade
yep.
Academy.
That just came out today. I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah.
It could be the Academy of Arcane Science, the one you go to get to your house.
Yeah, it's the one in Freeport.
Could be it. I'm going to go check that out right now.
They're saying it's the Freeport Academy. Okay. Yes, but what part of the Freeport Academy?
Well,
I mean, there's an upstairs, there's a downstairs.
What happened to the portals? What happened to the portals?
What do you mean?
They're no longer here.
Where are you at?
I'm in South Kinos behind the houses. They're no longer there.
It's all in one.
Oh, it is?
It's a drop-down menu.
When did they do that?
Probably with the expansion. They were talking about doing something like that at Fanfare, I believe.
Oh, I see.
Instead of having all the portals scattered
thinking about putting it
on a drop-down menu.
Right.
So they did.
Yep, they did it on the Skiff thing, although the Mistmore thing is still there, but you can't click it.
Well, that's just probably a mistake.
Okay, let's see here. Where is it? Where the hell is it? Oh, there it is. Access... Well, you see, the problem with this is you can't visit it anymore. You can't do the tour?
You should be able to.
Oh, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I forgot to right-click on the thing. I just did access. Sorry. So, tour. Arcane Academy. And let's take a look at this.
Dun, dun, dun. You need traveling music.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, how about this then for traveling? No? Don't want a little He-Man going on there?
No, you're going to have to give up some other traveling.
It looks like it's just the primary part of the library. The books are even included.
Is there the downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
With the pit?
There might be.
I want the pit, man.
Okay, hold on. Yep, it looks like you do get the pit as well. And you can go upstairs. It looks like it's the entire library.
Oh, my God.
There are no doors downstairs leading to other rooms. Not that I can see. So this downstairs part is pretty much useless that I can see. There's nothing here.
Can you throw anybody into the pit?
Let me see what happens when I jump off the edge here. Jumping off the edge. And I've just fallen and gone back to the thing.
It's a bungee jump.
It's pretty much a bungee jump, yeah.
I like bungee jumps.
Yes, Lucan has outlawed doors, according to Lyra.
Because I guess he had too many slammed in his face.
Too many slammed in his face, and without doors, he can be a peeping Tom. Oh, if you go up, I don't know if it's like this in the actual Academy Tower now, because I haven't explored North Freeport all that well. But if you go up, there is now a balcony overlooking the city. Very good. Can I jump off the balcony? I cannot jump off the balcony, but it looks like it would be easy enough to break out, and you can use the city. By the way, I did visit your house in Freeport.
Which one?
The one that you had it.
Oh, the magical house?
Yeah, the magical house.
Uh-huh.
And they did change Freeport on the outside in your magical house.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
So now the Griffin Wings video doesn't match anything in-game anymore.
It's dated!
It's now dated.
Well, that's okay. It sort of fits more because it's bleak and terrible and nasty, and Freeport actually is spiffied up, so it wouldn't be as grim and sad and
right.
You know.
Oh, am I glad that's bringing me out to South Kinos? I just exited the house and I'm like, oh,
oops.
Crap! Is it gonna drop me in Freeport?
It's gonna drop you in Freeport. Yep.
Oh no! They're looking for me. I'm betrayed! I'm a traitor. Alright, so new house. Let's see, what else is new? New. This is what we do, folks. We don't script anything. Okay, so new. Charity. We got that Clan McDowell set, but that's not... it's fairly new, but not new. Manual light. Tropical Salaraptor. So it's
okay.
One of the raptors, but it's a neon green. Neon green.
There's no sneaking up on that one.
Nope.
With that one.
Pretty sure this one glows in the dark.
I can see you coming a mile away. Oh, there he comes. He'll be here shortly. I can see him way off in the distance. That little... bouncing green dot.
And I see Angela Coria right there in front of me. I'm going to invite her into the Legion. Ah, she's already in the guild. Whose guild?
Maybe it's her own.
Oh, well. The guild must not be level 10 yet. Oh, she's in Restoration. Okay, that's fine. That's a good guild. All right, so let's see, what else we got? You know what we got? We got birthdays.
Ooh.
We have birthdays.
You paid the birthday trolls this week, right?
Yes, I did pay the birthday trolls.
Okay.
Their weekly salary of garbage. Garbage, rotted fruit, and badgers. They like to wrestle the badgers before they eat them.
Seen him doing a few other nasty things with the badgers that I won't mention.
Oh, I like this tweet from that Narbrin just did.
What?
Overheard in the office. I've been everywhere in Steamfont, even your mom's house.
Oh, I like that one.
I like it.
Oh my gosh, it's so great.
Okay, so we do have birthdays. Forgive me if I'm using your real name, if you didn't create a Facebook under your character's name. Nothing I can do about that.
Notice it's a big trend that all of a sudden started picking up.
Yeah. Okay, so Brandon Brown, happy birthday to you. Rich Fleming. Oh, remember the Elquin Wish You Were Here video that I did?
Yeah.
The guy that was with Delmon, and they had shtick going back and forth between them.
Yeah, that was great.
That's Rich Fleming. My niece, Lexi, her birthday is this week. And Nathan Cathiel McCall.
Birthday.
He's a Christmas kid.
He's a Christmas birthday boy. And so for you people, we say, bring on the birthday troll!
Happy birthday to you!
John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
You heard it there from the man himself. John freaking Smedley says, Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf. Ha ha ha!
Take that.
Okay. So,
I tried my first dungeon this week. Not making one, but going through one.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was really good. It was Leonardo's dungeon.
Oh, I know Leonardo.
You will find it under Mistmore Manors.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Blissful Dreams.
Well, well, well. Is it soloable?
Well, I went in with him, and we did fine. It's just two of us. All right.
Dungeon Finder. Let me take a look here. It's under which one?
It's under Mistmore Manors.
Whoops, wrong thing. It's not Dungeon Finder.
No, you have to go into Dungeon Maker.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and then that will bring up either you can go find somebody else's dungeon or create your own.
Okay, what's it called?
It's under the Mistmore Manor ones, yep. And it's called Blissful Dreams.
Blissful Dreams, looking for it.
On my list, it's 22.
Oh, let's go to 22 then.
Your list might be
different.
Yes,
number 22.
Oh, okay.
I'm going in, baby!
Oh, boy.
See what happens. Wait, I need zoning music. Zoning music!
You need traveling music and zoning music. Hun.
What?
That's more like traveling music.
Not just a little Doctor Who.
I know, but he travels. He doesn't...
I seem to be stuck. Oh, I need to select adventure first.
You have to pick the little guy you get to run around with in there.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to try a knight. A scourge knight.
The dog?
Well, I'm a dog no matter what, apparently. No, I can be other things. All right. yep, I'm going to be a Drolvarg Scourge Knight.
Now, give it a couple of minutes to make sure the icons come up for that specific character.
I guess
all your other ones will disappear and you'll have, like, I don't know, four or five.
Okay, well, I have five.
They're lit that you can use?
Yes, yes.
Then go for it.
Let's see. You know what?
What?
Eluvial? On the Antonio Bale service suggests that I broadcast my screen to twitch.tv. I've been wanting to do that. I'm going to check that out. Twitch.tv. I'm going to check that out this week. See if I can get set up.
So people can watch you do stuff.
So you can see what I'm doing. And we can broadcast live.
From a dungeon.
Someplace. So let's see here. What level am I? 50?
Yeah. All the dungeons are level 50.
Okay, so let's see what I got here. Slashing, Howl of Anger on self. All right, we'll do that. Howl of Anger, I'm now buffed. Melee attack.
Let's do it.
I have no range attacks.
No, you're a tank. You have to body pull.
I don't know how to play a tank.
You have to body pull. It's you okay. Don't know how to body pull.
I seem to be doing okay.
Oh, God.
Hun, my motto is, if it's dead before it gets to us, who needs a tank? And is that for a reason?
I know.
I'm not used to stuff still being alive when I get there. Oh my God, it's still alive. Okay, I've apparently done Screeching Rage, and they're coming at me. Now I have to do stuff and things, and I'm killing the blissful nightmares. This is my first time in one of these player-made dungeons.
I think you did fairly well.
Did I? Oh, he did.
He did.
Yeah, you don't care what I think.
You haven't made one yet.
I know. Okay, so what is it? It gives you a default dungeon and you have to decorate it?
Yes. Basically, you just get the layout of the dungeon. And then anything that you could put into a house, you could put in there, you know?
Ah.
Anything. Walls. I mean, you could, you know, be as intricate as you want or whatever. I mean, you could put false walls up. You could probably bring in teleporters and have them come in one spot, but they have to fight to get to this teleporter, which zaps them to the other end of the dungeon.
Can you use teleporters in these things?
I'm pretty sure.
That would be neat if you could.
Anything, from what I understand, anything that you can put into a house, you should be able to use in the dungeon maker.
Oh, shit, I'm dying. I pulled too many.
Well, you're not supposed to do that.
And now I'm out of power. I'm a dead man.
Yep.
Going down! Going down! Coming back! No. Going down. Okay, that was funny. You got to admit, that was funny. Okay, yeah, I'm dead. Revive. Yeah,
and you know, when I finished it with Leonardo last night, and I got 45 dungeon marks. And the currency is used by dungeon builders and dungeon adventurers alike. I don't remember seeing a merchant yet to buy stuff on. There's probably one, I just haven't found them yet. Probably the audience knows where they're at.
Hey, and it doesn't respawn the zone, so I can just go back and continue where I
was. No, you just pick up where you left off and keep going.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, Rowayne's saying she went through one on Crushbone that took two people under 2 hours, and rewards were 422 tokens.
Wow.
See, the harder you make these dungeons, the more tokens you get for the reward.
Hmm.
So, you know, you can make them pretty difficult, but they should still be soloable.
Soloable, yes.
Soloable.
Wow, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, there's a dungeon maker section in this, in the,
Oh, there is?
Marketplace.
I did not know that. I'm going to have to check that out. This sucks. This one blissful nightmare is kicking my ass. And there's nothing I can do. I'm out of power. There we go. It's dead now. Now I can rest and get my power back. But yeah, let me go to... Actually, I don't think I can open the marketplace in here. Marketplace. Oh, I can. All right. Appearance. Oh, dungeon maker. There we go. Accessories, adornments, ammo. Let's see here. Armor. Scout. Oh, yeah, and you buy it with the marks. Spaulders, drape, shoulder guards. Well, I'm not going to be able to view any of this in here. All right.
So it looks like you can get different adventurers that you can use while you're in the dungeons and accessories for them.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you can get it looks like in the dungeon maker you can get accessories, and the accessories are charms that I guess you can wear while you're in the dungeon on your own that transfer to the little character you're playing.
Hmm.
And then there's Adventures. Adds a Broken Skull Warrior to your Dungeon Maker toolbox. Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Avac? Clockwork Menace. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of little monster guys you can put in here.
Nice.
Steel Hoofs.
Oh, cool.
Neat. How much were those?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, they run from zero.
Zero?
Yeah, there's some in here that are absolutely zero.
Wow. All right.
I'd have to look to make sure I don't have them already, but Bloodhorn Sentinel. And then the other ones are like, anywhere from 360 to 720. So there's some free stuff in here. What about the accessories? They all cost anywhere from 75 to up to $5. For the accessories on Fighter, Priest, Mage, or Scout. Let's see. Armor, Fighters. I guess there's armor that you wear while you're playing the dungeon? I don't know.
I'm not sure
how some of this stuff works yet. Containers.
Well, it looks like I'm a dead man again. No power and getting my ass beat. Oh well. I'm a dead man again.
Spawners. Ooh, animated hand.
I get one of those hand things.
Bosses of Norrath. Ooh. Ooh. I like that one.
I guess I know what you're going to be doing this week. Screwing around with the dungeons.
Yeah, there's a lot. This one box has a lot of bosses in it.
Nice.
Neat. So I guess that's probably all the other ones that you can get from here.
Hmm.
What's the other one? Ooh, there's another one. Summon Powers Booster Pack. Activating this item will give you 5 random limited spawners and a chance for 1 random boss spawner or adventurer. So, that's interesting. And what's this one? Wrath of Tunera Booster Pack.
Ooh, what's that one?
Activating this item will give you 5 random limited spawners and a chance for 1 random boss spawner or adventurer.
Hmm.
There's badgers, bixies, cobras, elephants, fairies. Wow.
Nice.
Perils of Norrath Booster Pack. Activating this will give you 3 random limited spawners. Limited spawners. I mean, I guess you can only use them so many times in a dungeon.
But isn't there at least a Spanish Inquisition?
No. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
Alright, anyway.
Oh, I misread the bosses of Norrath Booster Pack. That will give you 1 random boss spawner out of this huge list of stuff.
Ah.
Let's see. Spawners, reforging, decorating items, layouts. There's there's crush bone. There's other layouts in here.
Mm-hmm.
Decorator items. There you can get crush bone decorator items and scale, layer of the scale decorator items. You know, they're just things like, sack.
What about
candlesticks, vases, bolt of fabric, you know, just different stuff.
Ah, shit, I'm gonna die again.
You're gonna die again?
Well, the problem is I'm going down a hallway and there's too many things too close together. And there's no way I'm gonna single pull any of these. Yeah.
Okay. See, that's where you got to really put your dungeon together, test it, and make sure that you can't. It can't be single pulled too.
Yeah, this cannot be single pulled. There's no way I'm going to complete this dungeon. I'm just going to leave. Angela Coria says she has one she wants me to check out, so I will check that out. Okay, you can leave the dungeon now. There we go. Oh, God. Ah. Pulled a muscle in my arm over the weekend. God, this sucks.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's try this again. Whoop, not Dungeon Maker. I mean, not Dungeon Finder, Dungeon Maker. There we go. And Angela Coria, what size is it? I need to know what size so I can find it.
Find what?
Her dungeon.
Oh.
Did you know it was Crushbone, Layer of Scale, Mistmore, or Charduk? Now, she wants me to filter it out by guild. It doesn't work that way. Because you're not in my guild. It only works for current guild. Okay, she's saying so, layer of scale.
What is those things you guys are linking in channel, like the gelatinous hero activator?
Stuff for the dungeon. As a gelatinous hero.
Yeah, but isn't those the ones that you put in the dungeon when you're creating it, not when you're using it?
I don't have a clue.
Well, that's something I'll delve into after I get Frostfell stuff done.
Okay, she's saying it's Layer of Scale. I am looking. There it is. Angel's First Dungeon. Here we go.
It's a personal hero you could play as. Oh, so it's sort of like the arenas where you can get more tunes you can play as in these things. If you had them on you. It increases your choices of playable creatures that you play as in the dungeon.
Right.
I don't know. I wish you could create a dungeon and bring somebody in with you to just see it, maybe. I'm thinking of, wow, you know, this would be great if you could make it a dungeon. I could, you know, take people through it and film them.
Right.
But I can't film them as they are. They sort of have to be in as different creatures. It's like, oh, that sort of defeats the whole purpose.
Now, what's this? I'm playing the assassin class in this one, and I don't get camouflage or stealth.
Well,
how am I supposed to be a scout if I can't stealth?
You're limited. They don't want you sneaking through the whole thing.
Well, why not? Well, what's the point of being a scout if you can't sneak?
Well, you can't sneak through the dungeon!
I must sneak!
No!
I must sneak. Angela Corey says that would defeat the purpose of actually having a dungeon.
Yep.
Well,
there's no sneaking in the dungeon.
Come on!
Well, they could let you sneak, but then all the mobs could see invisible, so take your pick.
Well, what the hell good would that be?
Well, that's the way it is.
Oh, I'm being attacked. Oh.
That's what happens, huh? I want to be attacked.
I want to be attacked. I just want to walk through it.
No, you can't.
I guess I'm just going to make my own then.
I guess you're going to have to.
Oh, well.
Oh, and I think I'm pretty much done with making fudge. I think I'll make... I still got two more I can do, and I'm sure you want to take some for work, but how do you say it?
Fudgemageddon?
For 2011 is officially...
The fudgepocalypse.
Yeah, I still got fudge to pack tonight, but,
Had about enough of that shit, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just... just not.
I understand.
So much I can do.
It's yeah. Pain in the ass. I know. It's a labor of love, and we just don't love the shoulder aches we get from stirring the stuff.
And you haven't been stirring, so it's kind of falling all on me.
I pull the muscle, hon. I can't do it.
I think you did it on purpose. So,
she's
going to do the fudge. I'm going to go pull my shoulder here. Pull my arm, quick, somebody! Wrench it from its socket.
Yeah, I've taken multiple Excedrins today so I can just work. Just so I couldn't stir your fudge. Yeah, that's it. And yes, this Thursday, according to Kately, this Thursday, the Illyrissi begins her comeback.
Hey, that's another thing I was going to say. I needed to go find out about. Definitely want to do that.
Yes, we're definitely going to be doing that. We've been waiting for it. We campaigned for it. We bitched. We complained. We moaned. Well, moaning in the name of Illyrissi is always a good thing, actually.
Is it? Ah! Ah!
Yeah, baby.
That sounds like Cheez-It. I want my cheese!
Poor little Cheez-It. Everyone's always stealing his cheese. Even that fake Santa Claus.
I didn't do it. That did.
I know, but there's some guy out there pretending to be Santa Claus stealing his cheese!
And speaking of Santa Claus and stuff, have you noticed there isn't a lot of Santa of Christmas gadgets this year? Isn't any animated Christmas decorations. I mean, where's the Santa that wiggles his butt and drops his pants at you when you want one this year? You can't find one. Have you seen any?
I have not.
Isn't that weird? Usually there's some, you know, stupid little Santa doodad, you know. Usually Walmart's really great for them. They usually have a whole wall of them. But there's nothing this year.
Wow.
Nothing. I mean, I thought I was imagining it, but, you know. The most I saw was an animated Santa elf hat that when you push a button, the top of it wiggles back and forth and it lights up and plays music. And that is it.
Wow. Not much in the way of novelties this year, huh?
No.
Huh.
Am I wrong?
I haven't looked. I'm sorry, that's just not something I usually, you know, look for.
Well, let's see if the audience is agreeing with me or not. I mean, you can't really ignore a dancing Santa that turns and drops its pants at you. Come on.
I know,
on.
Right?
You had one of those in the store.
No, it didn't drop its pants. It used to wiggle its ass.
Well, we need one that turns around and drops its pants.
You know, you would hit the button, and it would go, dan, 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 dan. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, and it swings its butt around.
And it swung around and wiggles its ass around.
Yeah, but there isn't any.
No, I don't see a lot of novelties this year. People are getting serious.
Or is it because they were all made in Japan?
You know, that could very well be. I mean, hell, we had to get a different monitor for me because the one we originally ordered was in Japan. All right.
That's just really strange.
Okay, so for those of you who didn't have a clue what the hell I was talking about, let's look back and find out what happened when Santa Claus visited Cheez-It Nibble Buns. We're going to play a few songs. We'll listen to that little skit. When we come back, Kiting Elquin, the 10 questions of Frostfell Doom.
Oh, no!
Man, I've been a good little Ratonga this year. Santa Claus gotta give me some nice Frostfell presents. Oh, all right, let's get these cookies out of the oven. Leaving Santa Claus some nice fresh cookies and milk this year. Oh, I dropped one. Well, it still looks good. I'm not gonna leave that for Santa though. I better take. Oh, that's good. All right, let's just. I better taste test the next one. Ooh, that's good. Okay, now glass of milk. There we go. And, you know, I better taste this one over here. It looks like it might be a little overdone. Mmm! Oh, that was good. Oh, I'm not sure about this one, though. Yeah, that one was pretty good. I probably should have let... Oh, well, this one, the icing's not quite right on it. Well, one more can't hurt. All right, now they're all set for... I ate all the cookies! Oh, it's almost midnight! There's no time to make it... No!
Jeez it! I got your note that you're gonna be leaving me a big plate of Frostbell cookie... Jeez it!
I'm sorry! I couldn't help myself!
Jeez it!
Give me presents! I want presents!
Get off my leg!
Please! Please! I've been so good this year!
Why, jeez it! Don't you know what Frostbell is all about?
Presents? No, wait, cookies! That's it, cookies!
No, no, no. The true spirit of Frostbell isn't in presents under the tree.
Stop!
Or in carefully hung stockings by the fire. Those are particularly nice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, you're welcome. No, my little Rotonga. The spirit of Frostbell is in the caring and love of others. Sure, the presents are pretty sweet, but it's in the giving, not the receiving.
Whoa, 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 let me get this straight. So I should be giving people presents?
That's right, Cheez-It.
Even the shinies?
Well, I know you're a Rotonga, that's kind of hard to do.
Oh, it sure is.
Cheez-It?
Yeah?
To learn the true meaning of Frostbell.
Yes, yes?
You will be visited by three ghosts.
What? Three ghosts?
Nah, I'm just screwing with you.
Oh, brother.
You see, Cheez-It, I give presents not to reward your good deeds, but through the kindness found in my heart that one day you will pass on my act of kindness to someone in need.
You mean like Lucan? I think he's in dire need of some love.
Indeed he is, but Lucan is a first-class douchebag, and douchebags don't get presents. And that, my little Rotonga, is the meaning of Frostbell.
Oh! Whoa, wait, what? Of Frostbell! Not even sure that was the real Santa Claus!
Ah! My cheese is gone! He stole my cheese!
For a good night's sleep.
Then I can wake and wish you merry Frostbell. Bunking with the drunken dwarf is fine until he rolls from side to side. Then it's like he's a glacial bear, and I wake with bloodshot eyes. All I want for Frostbell is a good night's sleep. Wish you merry Frostbell. have balls of cotton in my ears. But his roar will shake the roof, and I wake up in tears. All I want for Frostfell is a good night's sleep. A good night's sleep. A good night's sleep. Man, if I could just get one good night's sleep, then I can wake and wish you merry Frostfell. Frostfell.
Frostfell!
That's it! Steady!
Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, 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 dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, bell in the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, all hear them dare, telling their tale.
Oh, no. silver bell, it's Frostbell time here in NORAD. Jingling, hear them ring, soon it will be Frostbell day.
Tonight my friend came to me and said, "Jethel, what does Frostfell mean to you?" Well, I looked at him, and with the wisdom that only 500 years in NORATH could bring me, I said, "Do I know him?" See, I had a few of Braille's finest in me, and honestly, I don't think I could have remembered my mother's own face right about now, but I digress. Frostfell is a time for laughter, a time for cheer, a time for giving newbies really neat-looking swords that are really made out of balsa wood so they break the first time they try to use them. Yes, Frostfell is a time for giving, time for friends, really gullible friends with lots of money, friends who will black out after a few ales, friends that know you best, better than anyone else, and still they don't press charges. Frostfell is a time for snow, time for gifts, time for frostbite because the game designers didn't take into account how cold chainmail gets in sub-zero temperatures. Damn them. Frostfell is a time for cheer, time for love. I'm not talking about love between Rotongas and cheese. I'm talking about real love, squishy love. Love that one person has for another and they want to spend the rest of their lives together in a house, in a cottage, behind a bush for a few moments. Speaking of which, our barmaid is getting off right about now and I want to be there when it happens. That's what Frostfell means to me.
Ding-a-ling. Hear them ring, soon it will be Frostfell day.
Have a very merry Frostfell from Jethel Silverman.
Here comes Nagethon, here comes Nagethon, down in Solosex I. We all had a ball, showed lots of go, but now we're gonna die. Blaze bats, stone spiders, drill master kicks, we're tough enough to fight. Ranger, evac the team out of here, or we're gonna get squished tonight. Here comes Nagethon, here comes Nagethon, good lord, he's got our scent. I hear a team of 70s came and didn't make a dent. Hear that roaring in the distance, this ain't gonna be fun. Well, I'm gonna hit call, it's been a ball, we should all turn tail and run. Here comes Nagethon, here comes Nagethon, looking to do us harm. That guy didn't run fast enough and he's chewing off his arm. When we look back upon this raid, we may smile and laugh. But for now he's running us down, putting his boot right up our ass. Here comes Nagethon, here comes Nagethon, I should have tried to flee. But now I'm cornered, I turn to see, he's staring right at me. If I could make one wish for Frostfell, I'd like to skip this raid and spend my night harvesting, or at least I would have got paid. Here comes Nagethon, here comes Nagethon, he ate our cleric whole. The warriors Knights and Rangers are running about. This is really getting old. When you plan your guild's next raid, come to Solace XI. Just to get me out, don't hang about, or your team is gonna die.
All right, and we have returned from playing music.
Well, that's better than playing with anything else,
I suppose. I've been having interesting conversations with Darkwind.
Oh, you've been evil to her.
I have been taunting her and teasing her. Well, I should say Sophissa. She's actually retired Darkwind a long time ago. But her little gnome, Sophissa. Gnome. Sophissa was actually created in EQ2. And I've been talking with her and taunting her about free to play and stuff like that. And it looks like she is going to come back to EverQuest 2. So, Sophissa...
Oh, did you tell her that there's a welcome back package too?
I don't know much about the welcome back package, but I know she's listening right now. I suggest that you go to EverQuest2.com and read up on the new free-to-play stuff and welcoming back. You know, they're welcoming back people that have played and left and coming back and stuff like that. They are rewarding you for coming back. So read up on it. Come on back in.
Yeah, you get goodies for coming back. I forgot what.
You'll get goodies and stuff. And you don't have to... And you don't... Pardon me. You don't have to pay the $15 a month if you don't want to.
I mean, there's some restrictions. You can't have as many characters, but you can still level all the way up, I believe.
She is cursing my name for bringing EverQuest 2 back up and wanting her to start playing again. She is just cursing me. She says she's going to email you about putting something nasty in my stocking. She's calling me a motherfucker. She just called me an asshole, and you can go to hell. Oh, Sophissa, come on back to the game and have some fun.
You know you want to.
You know you want to. You come back to EverQuest too. They all come back eventually.
That is evil.
Back to EverQuest 2.
She started you on this path.
She did. She's the one that got me started in EverQuest. She lured me in with the ogre butt scratch. For those of you who don't remember EverQuest 1, way back before the Shadows of Luckland expansion, ogres were these gigantic mountains of things. But the thing was, if you just sat there and idled for a while, they'd reach back and scratch their ass.
It was cute as hell.
And that's what got me, okay, I'll try the game. Oh, man, yes. So it'll be great to see Sophissa back. Can't wait. But you know what can't wait now?
What?
It's time to play Kiting Elquin.
Oh, no.
It is time to play Kiting Elquin. 10 questions of doom!
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
All right, it is time for Kiting Elquin, and I did actually create a score sheet before we started.
You know, my actual goal is to get 10-10, you know, but
well,
I just can't make it.
All right. Well, you know, you might, again, just like every other week, I got some easy questions, I got some medium questions, got some hard questions. Some of these are going to be like, duh, and other ones are going to be like, what the hell is he talking about? So, 10 questions. And for example, if she gets 5 correct, that's if she gets 5 correct, the 5th person to send me a tell in-game will receive something from the swag box. Are you prepared, Elquin?
I guess.
All right. Let me just set something up real quick here.
Okay, here we go. Just wanted to get that Sentel Now thing set up, and I'm going to clear the window I have my tells in. Clear chat text. There we go. All right, 10 questions of doom. Here we go. Number one, what is Scrooge's first name? Scrooge.
Ebenezer.
Correct. Number two, which of Santa's reindeer is named from another animal? Named after another animal.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Vixen?
Correct! Claymation adventurer Yukon Cornelius is obsessed with what?
Gold.
And?
Silver!
Correct!
And peanut butter, anyway.
And peanut butter?
I guess peanut butter.
I don't think he's obsessed with... No, sorry, not peanut butter, but I'll give you that one for silver and gold. Okay, according to folklore, what creature accompanies St. Nicholas to punish naughty children?
I have no clue.
So, your official response is no clue?
No clue!
No clue is not the name of the creature. That's an X, not a check. There we go. Okay, this is a multiple choice question.
I get one of those?
Yes, you get a multiple choice. The world's oldest surviving Christmas tree is A, 50 years, B, 85 years, or C, 125 years old.
C.
See, 125 years?
Is that, yeah, I'll go with that one.
You sure with that?
Yeah.
Correct. You're doing good so far. All right. Where can we find the world's largest outdoor Christmas-like display? I'm just looking for a country.
A country?
A country. The world's largest Christmas-like display.
I don't know.
You can guess.
Guess? What was it, Germany, maybe?
No, sorry. Let's see. Claymation elf Hermie wants to leave toy making and become what?
Dentist.
Correct. What phrase is spoken by Frosty the Snowman whenever he becomes alive?
Happy birthday.
Correct. Who stole Christmas?
The Grinch.
Correct. And what little-known stop-motion Christmas special actually made Jethel cry as a kid?
Nestor. The long-eared donkey.
Correct. Now, while we go through the the questions, send me a tell now. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. Send a tell now. The eighth person to send me a tell will receive something from the swag box. You don't know what it is. Could be good. Could be something simple. Could be something elaborate. We don't know yet. The eighth person to send me a tell. Send tells, folks. Come on, send tells. Here we go. Okay, now let's go through the questions while that's happening. Scrooge's first name is Ebenezer Scrooge. Santa's reindeer named after another animal is a vixen.
I had to name them off, you know. A vixen is a fox.
Yes, a vixen is a female fox. See, number three, Claymation Adventurer. Yukon Cornelius is obsessed with silver and gold. Silver and gold. Let's see here. One you got wrong. According to folklore, the Krumpus accompanies St. Nicholas.
See, I'd never been bad in that sort of sense. So.
The Krumpus.
Didn't know that one.
He kind of looks like a satyr.
almost like an evil satyr.
Well, maybe the bad girls like him.
And I believe that is from Norwegian.
Yeah, folklore. Norway. Sounds like a Norwegian thing.
Something like that. Angela Coria is saying it is a goblin satyr.
Oh, well, goblin, never mind.
Okay. let me bring up this link that I have marked here for the next one. The world's oldest surviving Christmas tree is 125 years old this year and is in Bath, England. 125 years, bought in 1886. It now belongs to Paul Parker of Bath, England, valued at $1,585. The world's oldest record for a Christmas tree. I guess one of the ornaments on this tree recently sold for... ornament was originally purchased for a sixpence, but is now valued at £1,000.
Wow.
One of the ornaments that's still on it. According to the... let's see, the picture has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ornaments in the star.
Why would they sell off ornaments?
Maybe the guy needed money. And he figured one ornament wouldn't hurt. Alright, let's see here. Where can we find the world's largest outdoor display? This one you got wrong. This was in Australia.
Australia?
300... well, the one we saw on TV was 311,000 lights.
Yeah.
That was in Italy. This one is 330,000 lights. And I really wasn't looking for a light count, but this one is 30,000 miles of lights.
Good Lord!
30,000 miles of lights. Holy crap. Alright, let's see here. Claymation Elf Hermie wants to be a dentist, yes. Frosty the Snowman says, Happy Birthday! Yes. Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. Not a well-known Christmas special, but one that actually made me cry when I was a kid.
Still makes you boo-hoo. Makes me boo-hoo.
It makes me choke up a little bit when Nestor's mother dies.
Yeah, and I'm sitting over there going, yeah!
Now you see why I cried when I was a little kid. And of course, the Grinch stole Christmas. I told you some of them were going to be easy, some of them were going to be difficult, and some medium. Okay, so let's see who won. Let me bring EverQuest 2 back up here. Let's see here. The eighth person is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, that's kind of fitting. Lara on the Antonia Vale server has won something from the swag box.
Congratulations to Lara.
Lara! Lara, what I need you to do is either in-game, or you can send to demon@kithacore.org. I need your real name and mailing address so I can mail you something from the swag box. I don't think there's anything Christmassy in there, but I'll certainly give it my best shot.
We can Christmas wrap it.
Yeah, we can try that. We can try a Christmas wrap, a little Frostfell wrap on that. We can give it a shot. I'll have to see what I got. We got lots of stuff in there. I think I may have one of the mood mugs still, and mugs you can fill it up with hot cocoa, right?
Yes.
That would be, you know, wintry. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Yes, we'll have to wrap it in a cube.
I think she won't open it.
True, because that would be hurting the cube. Well, we'll see what we can do. Okay, so let's see. What else we got going this week?
I don't know. I know next week, when we get back, Moonlight Enchantments will be on that day.
Let's
right?
see here. Yes, the 20th next week will be Moonlight Enchantments. To the best of my knowledge, nothing new.
Except for this Thursday. Emar coming back this Thursday?
Oh, yes. I was talking about Inside Moonlight Enchantments. Nothing new.
Not that I know of.
Not that I'm aware of.
They've been kind of busy.
Yeah, they've been kind of busy with the expansion, and we can't blame them for that.
We can thank them for that.
Yes, we can thank them for that. I think the little bit of time that we were down, just one day, for such a, you know, a change. I don't know if Safissa. I don't know if Safissa, who is listening, I believe still, knows this or not, but they completely overhauled Freeport. It is no longer a dump. Freeport actually looks rather nice now.
These are all the fun things she gets to find out.
Yes. And Beast Lords are back.
Oh, wouldn't she want to make a Beast Lord, Anne?
Beast
Lord. Come on.
Beast Lord.
Beast Lord, Anne.
I still revel in the fact. I still revel in the fact that, to my knowledge, I am the first person from EverQuest 1 to defeat a Beast Lord in a duel.
That was pretty hard.
Well, the thing is, you know, you can't concentrate on the ward. You're not dueling the ward. I chased that Beast Lord all over, where was it? The Commonlands, West Commonlands. I chased that guy all over the damn place. Just plinking arrows at him. Of course, you can plink arrows while you're moving. You couldn't cast a spell while you're moving, though.
You're evil.
Evil.
No, Jethel never lost a duel until they gave Shadow Knights pets.
Then that was another story.
And that was the end of it right there. I mean, I lost a duel so fast it wasn't funny.
Their pets were nasty.
Oh, they sucked. Completely overpowered. Anyway. Well, that's EverQuest 1. We're talking about EverQuest 2 here. All right. Well, so we do have a new contest going on at KithaCore.org. Let me go on back there here. New contest is posted as holiday contest number 3. What have we got going this time? Well, we're in the Frostfell Wonderland, and Jethel is laughing at Nathan Ironforge, who has his tongue stuck to a block of ice.
Well, the pole.
Oh, the pole. Well, you can't see it's a pole in the picture. But he has his tongue stuck to ice, and Jethel is saying something to him, and Nathan is saying, "That's not funny." Evil! So what is Jethel saying? That's up to you. Caption this this image here. We already have 3 submissions.
That was fast.
Well, like I said, it got posted at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but still, that's fast.
Mm-hmm. And people do actually pay attention to KithaCore.org sometimes.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And it does auto-post to Facebook. So
there's your...
Yes, and I have to apologize...
Ace in the hole.
I have to apologize for that massive bit of spam that came through yesterday. The news feed, RSS streamer...
Wait,
that I was using finally started working. It was the new Facebook updates kind of broke it for a while, and then it started working like yesterday, and then all of a sudden it got like a dozen posts all at the same time, and some of them were over a week old. So here we go. And again, I mentioned from last week as well, if you have or have found, doesn't have to be yours, if you have found a video on YouTube, EverQuest 2 related. Do you have a guild hall you would like me to feature on the site? A new dungeon, perhaps, you'd like me to feature on the site? A house design you'd like me to feature on the site? Hey, I'm doing it. I'm opening up to the community. And I want to post stuff on the community that the community cares about. So there we go. So you can send that to Demon at KithaCore.org. Which I don't think we have a contact thing here anymore either. Because, well, we kept getting spammed like hell. Yeah, I got to get some contact information up there, I guess. But, yeah, we want to know about it. We want to do it. We want to post it. We want to make your dreams come through.
Hey, well, you can always do a thing about Leo's dungeon.
About it what? Yeah, you'll have to take me through there. We'll have to remember to take lots of screenshots.
Well, what I'll do is I can group with you, and then you can take screenshots, because I know 2 people can do it.
All right. Okay, we'll have to do that at some point. Sometime this week.
That works.
Works for me. All right, let's see here. So we got that going for us. We're going to be sending something out to Lara on the Tony Bell server. Congratulations. Oh! Oh, that's right. I already announced the winner of last week. That's right.
Yes, you did.
I was just going to say, oh, we need to announce that. No, we did it at the top
of the
show.
You already did that, and you sent them a prize already.
Yes, I remember.
How quickly you forget.
I know. I blame Sophissa. Too many beats across the head. I was abused, I tell you. Abused.
But you liked it.
Hey, now. Okay, well, apparently, Sophissa's address is 2100 North Pole Street, North Pole, Canada. No.
Jeez.
Well, that's what Shizuka says.
Really?
And you know, Shizuka the Ixar never lies. For she is a paladin.
And paladins only do good things.
And Sophissa says she's going to abuse me more when she gets in the game.
Well, you started it.
Yeah, bring it! Brother. All right, so, do we have anything else to really talk about this week?
Not that I can think of.
All right. My arm's kind of hurting me, and I wouldn't mind just sacking out in front of the couch right now, in front of the TV.
Okay.
Sophissa tells me to fuck off.
You know, I guess this is payback.
I guess.
She started you in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're getting her back into it. All these things to do. Did you tell her Frostfell's going on, too?
Yes, Frostfell is going on. That's why she started listening tonight, because she saw all the tweets I was doing.
Aha.
Promoting the show. And I did something a little different today before the show. I was actually tweeting everything I was playing. I was tweeting the playlist.
Uh-huh.
Now playing.
Ah.
You know, that kind of thing, you know.
So that sort of, you know, piqued her interest more, huh?
Yep, so she started listening. I look forward to seeing Sophissa again. Frostfell knows.
As long as you don't try to dip her in Frostfell frosting or something.
I know, right? Okay, I think we're gonna go ahead and cut the show short this week. My arm is killing me. I gotta take some Tylenol or something. And we got a movie we can watch.
All right, if we're gonna do it, then we need to do it because I need to go to bed.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Lyra, I'll send out your stuff as soon as possible. Prizes from last week have been sent out, or at least the ones from me. I can't tell you what Brass did.
And Sony's going to be covered in fudge real soon.
Yep, Sony should get their fudge tomorrow. Yep, Sony should get their fudge tomorrow. My family should get their fudge next week. And yeah, Rowan and Hud should get their fudge on Friday, I think.
Yeah, they didn't want a prize. They wanted fudge.
Yep.
That's pretty bad. I guess. Or good. I don't know. They didn't want a prize from the swag bag. They wanted fudge.
And Sophissa hates us both for getting her interest in EQ back up again.
but it's fun. We missed you.
It is. I'm going to go ahead and camp out here. And I'll be downstairs in a little bit. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Sophissa, by all means, go ahead and update, roll up your character, blah, 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 blah. And we'll get you invited to the Legion, if that's the
path you have chosen.
That's the easiest way for her to pick on you.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, God.
There's no escaping you that way.
Maybe I don't want her in the Legion, then. All right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 13th of December 2011. Next week, I got nothing planned, really, but we'll have some stuff. We'll have more Kiting Elquin. We'll have the winner of the Nathan Ironforge caption contest. And perhaps even more. That will be Christmas week, won't it?
Yes.
That'll be the week of Christmas.
Be the countdown.
The Christmas countdown. All right, folks. Tune in next week. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell the people you love. Tell the people you hate just to torture the hell out of them. This has been the Gentle Silverwing Show. Good night, Elkman.
What?
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesehead Nibblebun!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.